Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 8:26. I'm Howard Feldman. So I've been going on and on about the tavern tragedy that happened in the early hours of Sunday morning. I'm absolutely appalled that we have no information around it, that by Sunday afternoon, when we know that people were treated and then released, we have to have known the cause of this. The fact that we are sitting on Friday, there's still speculation, there's a vacuum in communication, is something that I find horrific. Tanti Smith is a head of programs at Media Monitoring Africa. A very good morning and thanks for joining us today. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning. Thanks very much for having me.
So how do we deal with this? How do we deal with a situation where very clearly information is available, information is absolutely critical out of respect for people who have lost loved ones, and yet we are given the line, there's an ongoing investigation. Isn't that incredibly rude and stupid at the same time?
I think it is incredibly frustrating and worrying that we don't yet have the answers that we need for the situation. It's such a tragedy, and you know, there's so many affected families, and you know, just the general community is traumatized. And so we do need answers, and I think we need to be doing more to demand those answers.
Well, that was going to be my next question.
Where the media?
Surely our media is being just a little bit complacent in kind of, and we've even pushed it down to the bottom of it. And when you go through it, earlier today and yesterday, I was looking for updates, and you could hardly find them. We've lost 21 young lives, and no one knows why.
Exactly. It's an absolute tragedy. I mean, you hear of similar lives being lost elsewhere, and it becomes global news, you know, in a couple of hours. And we're just not seeing that urgency and that sense of panic. Yeah. And, you know, I think that the media definitely have a role to play in demanding more answers and more accountability for those who are doing the investigation. And I think this is where we step up. But I think that it speaks to the broader issue that, you know, of the multiple crises that we are busy dealing with as a country.
And
it's horrifying. It's a tragedy. We shouldn't be in a position where we aren't demanding more answers around this. You know, and it's the tragedy isn't just about, you know, identifying why the lives were lost in the horrific way that they were, but it's why did we allow it to happen? And we need to take ownership as a society that these kinds of things are actually happening in our communities. And we need, we deserve answers. We deserve to know better. And this is exactly where the media, it's the critical role that the media play when holding power to account. This is the perfect example of when we...
And when we're not holding power to account, because ongoing investigation comment is absolutely appalling. Because they do know what caused it. How do we not know?
Yeah. And it's exactly this kind of environment that spews disinformation
and
misinformation and panic and anger, and you're dealing with an incredibly heightened emotional event where and very rightly so, people are angry, people are traumatized, and it's this kind of environment where, you know, those who want to disinform and who want to cause public harm can do just that. And so to avoid that kind of scenario and situation, we need authorities and we need media working together to give us the information that we need.
Absolutely right. Tanti Smith, well said, and thank you for joining us this morning. Tanti Smith, head of programs at Media Monitoring Africa.